Blog Talk Radio.
Dreaming in detail, taking pictures of tranquility, smiles of your spirit captured, stored in the heavens where they're shared amongst angels as art. Stranger to my universe, soulmate to my spirit, two lives connected with one breath, captured in the clouds, flying through pearl gates where the angels await, souls promising each other eternity in the heavens. Baby angels that await to be placed in a mother's womb, sprinkling pastel pink rose petals that's grown from a moon's glow, kissing the freckles on your face the angels has placed, floating over the broom with spreading wings, landing bare feet on golden streets. This is where my spirit lives when I'm asleep. The day after eternity with you is the day.
Closer to my dream. I'm getting higher and higher.
Hey, real talk. You need to fuck with me. I got what you need. Weight, net weight, distribution, shipping, handling, whatever it is. I got it.
From a city where niggas try to straighten crinkles out the game, selling underground singles out the trunks of candy paint. I just wanna go where everybody know my name. Always glad I came and I could feel that in my veins. They know me from hustling, I'm bout that change. Calculating profits, no losses, all gain. Cranking off the chain out here, gotta maintain. I'm flooding the city cause I ain't playing same thing. They on the same block trying to slay the same thing. Let me say the same thing. I'm shoving that stain, keep the bone out their brain. Before I leave the stain, listen, I'ma leave the stain.
I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I push it like way. I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I push it like way.
Press it, go, 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 press it,
What's up? What's poppin', y'all? Welcome back to Mixture of Arts on EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Say to Say What, holding it down tonight, y'all. And you already know EOTM strives to encourage, empower, and enlighten your minds with a little network, because you already know by now that it increases net worth. All right, y'all, now with that said, you can definitely find us, the Queens of Internet Radio, at queensofinternetradio.com. And for all you authors, entrepreneurs, and entertainers that are in need of an effective public relations firm, you should most definitely contact EOTM Media Group at needapublicist.web.com to learn more about PR and how their internet marketers can help you get found online. All right, now, folks, now we have an awesome show for you guys tonight, of course, and I got a special guest in the house on Mixture of Arts. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure that you have not heard of an Irish Indian female reggae and hip-hop MC, and I know it sounds super unique, but I'm probably 100% positive that you're actually thinking like, that does sound crazy, but that would be hot, hot, hot. Now, This artist is such a smart, beautiful, and laid-back type of MC, and I just had to get her on the show. I mean, seriously, though, I mean, this talented female literally graduated with a bachelor's in journalism and political science right here in the A at Georgia State University in 2009, and she was featured Female Artist of the Week on One Star Hip Hop. And for her first song, Audition for Life. And before that, though, she wanted to be in the WNBA, but quickly she soon realized that music is her passion. Now, before I get all super deep, let me just go ahead and introduce to you guys right here, live on Mixture of Arts, is Patois. What's popping with you, lady? What's good with you?
What's good? I'm so happy. be here on the show. It's my pleasure, first and foremost.
Go ahead.
No, just saying, you know, right now, just on a daily grind, you know, trying to get this music going, you know, once you get that opportunity and you're put in a position, you know, like I am, I'm blessed to have, you know, people support me right now. I'm just trying to keep going and try to, you know, produce the music that I know people want to hear.
Right, juicy. Now, for all you listeners out there, if y'all want to go ahead and chit-chat with Patois, y'all could definitely go ahead and chime in, call in at 718-664-6543 and holler at your girl. All right, y'all. Now, Patois, for those, I know I touched on a little bit about you, but for those that really do not know you and have not heard of your music, can you just enlighten them with a little bit more?
Well, yeah, you know, I go by the name of Patois, and I guess we'll get into, you know, that a little bit later. But the style of music that I'm bringing is basically a fusion of, you know, the two sides and the two cultures that make, you know, me who I am as a person, and that's reggae and hip-hop. I was born in the Bronx by way of two Jamaican parents, so, you know, I was in the birthplace of hip-hop, so heavily influenced by, you know, Daily Things, everyone from Big Pun to Jay-Z, Biggie, Mace, you know, I grew up in that kind of era. But then when I went home, it would be, you know, Red Rat and Sanchez and, you know, Sizzla and everyone like that. So I just used the two, and I think it's something new, you know, especially coming from a female. Everyone loves reggae, everyone loves hip-hop, and, you know, why not put together?
Right. So for those that don't know the word patois, can you just give them a little definition of what that is and how does that relate to your style of hip hop?
Right, definitely. Patois is really supposed to be spelled P-A-T-O-I-S. And what I do is I'm playing like a play on words, a play on the name. But basically, patois is the dialect, the official spoken dialect of Jamaica, and a lot of people associated with what we hear, like the sound that we hear when we hear reggae music, and people are like, you know, what are they speaking? Is that a language? It's not really a language. It's a dialect of Jamaica. And with me taking that name, it more so meant to me, you know, I guess kind of showing people that that's kind of, you know, something that is a part of me and has influenced me as a person. In every song that I do, whether it's a hip-hop beat or not, I will have that dialect, that patois on it, because, you know, it helps define me, and it also puts a stamp on Jamaica. You know, big up to everyone who's in the Caribbean, but patois, I guess most people know it as being a Jamaican dialect. So, you know, it shows that I'm repping the Caribbean, I'm doing this hip-hop thing, but, you know, my parents were from Jamaica, and, you know, I'm just hailing them up.
Definitely, most definitely, patois. I love the way you said that. I know I touched on a little bit about you getting your bachelor's degree in journalism and political science. And first of all, I just want to say congratulations on that, for real. And that shows that you are very dedicated, and most likely you are doing your thing. Now, when you decided to deal with the whole music thing, did you have any idea on how far it would take you? And foremost, were there people in your life that was telling you, oh, well,
school is the safest way to go, and I don't think you should do rap and all that type of stuff.
Well, definitely thank you. Thank you for me for the school thing, and I'm always one to let people know school is very important, college is very important, especially when you're trying to get into this music business. And so although when I was in high school I knew I wanted to rap, I knew it probably wasn't the smartest decision to just put my all into that and abandon school at the time. And I know school is very important.
Right.
Music,
you know, is something that you have to put your all in, but it's not guaranteed. And so I always knew that. But definitely in the back of my mind, I always thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't be in school. Maybe I should be doing this music thing. But I always just figured, you know, I'll still be young and, you know, why not have my degree to make my parents proud?
Oh, so, that is definitely popping. Definitely popping. Pops Fly shows that you're very, very intellectual. Now, my thing is this, right? I mean, there are so many female rappers out here and so many artists or whatnot. And, you know, most of these females are always, it's like a sexual thing. Like, they're always showing their body or they always got to talk about sex and, like, all this other types of crazy mess. Now, do you feel like your educational background sets you apart from, like, other female artists?
I think it definitely turns heads, and it's definitely something new, something unheard of. I won't say, you know, oh, because I went to college, I'm different. I think, you know, when people hear it, they might, you know, people have their own different opinions. I don't think it sets me apart as much as just the fact of me doing something different sets me apart, you know, minus the fact I went to college. That's great and all. But I think more so what sets me apart and what most people gravitate towards is that right now I'm doing something that's completely void, you know. For so many years, we've seen these females overly sexualized, and it's unheard of for somebody like me to come in, you know, with all my clothes on and to just be really laid back and confident. And so I think that, more than anything, will turn heads, definitely.
Popping, definitely. All right, so now, folks, I know you guys heard a little bit of your girl Say Two Say What chatting with the one and only Patois. I see some callers on the phone right now. Y'all can definitely go ahead and hold tight for just a second because I just want to go ahead and introduce to you guys one of her hit singles. Now, this song is called Ain't No Sunshine, and just when I am done with that, I will go ahead and also give you another track by Patois. So after that, we will go ahead and keep the phones rolling. Y'all hold tight, all right? Y'all stay tuned.
Yeah.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I mean, you know I don't like to brag.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
What? Sometimes.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
You gotta tell them what it is.
Just ain't no.
Just in case, they know. Crook, I'm the hottest girl in the game. It's me again, Patois, sinner to name. Whenever I short upon fish for unknown team, I came to contribute a different style to the game. Add a few more dollar signs to my name. From the style of the style where them busting upon the men. Play it round the corner, then rinse it round the lean. You're not just that semi rhyme scheme, fine like time beat. But in my stomach, set them love you, like you. But yo, take it easy before you get a box to make it easy. Me say, trust me, the game them need me. They really need me like the South need Weezy. Sunshine day, everything look breezy. Hard road to travel, but I make it look easy. I make it look easy.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine.
Nowhere, me day I build. Me have a long list of some boy with a kill. Me say me name, when me name, and me name. Try and change it to go on like your
mud, me run you with the range. Nothing I want, it's me, not the ball. Parting at the pod till some me turn it out. Let me buy out the bar, me not come yak the clown. Dress fresh every day, pretty, look sit down. Hot girl, a hot girl, not TV, I'm missing. I'm an idiot, boy, I can't whistle. You hear me, come near me. You like it, you fear me. Boy, better fear me. Want me talk and I fear it. Tail like most better seal. Never ever flat, boy, never ever will. Chill.
Okay, y'all, welcome back to Mission of Arts with your girl Say To Say What. What you guys just heard was Patois. You guys can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543 if you want to go and say what's popping to your girl. All right, so now we have a few callers on the phone. The first caller I see is 401-545. You are live. What's popping? What's good with you?
I just wanted to say that I liked her song. I like both of them. I like the versatility in them. And keep it up. Just nice work.
Thank you, Mama. I appreciate that.
Definitely, welcome. Definitely. And who am I speaking with?
Aisha.
Aisha, thank you so very much for your comments. Is there something else that you want to go ahead and tell Patois?
No, that would be all.
You follow me on
Instagram? Say that one more time.
You follow me on
Instagram? No, actually, this is like my first, this is my first time hearing it.
Oh, really? Okay,
so,
that's...
Yeah, so, and I liked it. It was different. The music was different. It was not something that you would expect from an artist as a female. So I liked it because it shows that we have different styles out there. We can, females can also be versatile and switch up their lyrics and their music and the way that they come at, you know, they have it coming out.
Right, right, definitely, definitely. And you know, like the funny thing about it though, when I first heard her, I was so surprised. But what she kind of sound like, what's the guy name? She sound like a female version of Shine, don't she? In a way.
Yeah, she does. I think she's really good.
Right, right.
Female version of who?
That's a blessing. I mean, it's not that hard. She's like,
Shine,
right?
Shine. Right, you have another caller that is on the phone also, and he would like to make a comment. So,
oh, okay,
and
cool.
My name is McCloud, man.
Hey, McCloud, what's poppin'? What's good?
What's good? I'm in the A-Town, though, but, Yo, Shawty Shine Straight, though, man. You know, I'm a producer myself, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, I got my own record label, you know, I'm Island Boy Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So I got my own little record label. I'm producing my own group anyway.
Yeah, I like
some of you. You know, I like the couple of songs that I just heard. I like a couple of them, you know what I'm saying? So keep on doing what you're doing, man. Don't let nobody bring your spirits down, man. Don't let nobody bring you down, man. Hold your head up high.
Thank you. Thank you. And don't forget, you know, producer, send those beats over. Beats to Patwa, beats2patwa@gmail.com. And, you know, upcoming. You might be big time, but, you know, if we can link up on some stuff, you know, I appreciate the support.
Yeah. I'm in the A-Town, though, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
All right, McCloud, thank you so very much for calling in. We have some more callers on the phone. The second caller I see is 718-346. You are live. What's popping? What is good with you, man?
Hello.
Yep.
Hi. You're speaking with Maisha from New York.
What's good, Maisha? What's goodie?
Nothing. I really liked what I heard. I think that, you know, you got to represent New York all day, you know? And A, because you down there, too. But,
My sister put me online with them.
Sis. Hello?
Yes, I hear you, Maisha. So, is there something else that you want to go ahead and tell Patois?
I like what I hear. You know, she's nice. Her lyrics is good, you know?
Would you buy my CD, Maisha?
Yeah, I would.
All right. I appreciate that. You know, a lot of people are like, yo, I support you. It's like, would you buy that CD? Nah.
Right.
I but I would. You know, one, you're a female. Two, you're from New York. And three, you representing where you from. Period.
You from
all
New York,
day,
mama?
All day. Huh?
Are you from New York?
I'm in New York right now. I was born in
Brooklyn. Oh, right. Okay, Brooklyn. Right, Brooklyn, stand up.
Yeah.
You guys are deep out there.
Yeah, so if anybody's from New York, I'm going to represent, even from Atlanta. I lived in Atlanta for a couple of years, went to high school, middle school, everything. I know a lot of stuff. So, you know, you got to come up. Just like the guy said, don't let nobody put your head in the sand. You know, you're a female. Everybody going to tell you, you know, are you sure you want to do this? You know, you could do something else with your life and stuff
exactly.
like that. You know, but
Yeah, exactly right. But
don't listen to them. You have your own goals in life where you need to set for yourself. You're not living for nobody. You're living for yourself. At the end
exactly.
of the day, if you cut yourself, it's your blood, not theirs. You understand?
Right. Yo, big up to Maisha for dropping the knowledge right now. It's really moving me right now. That's
right,
love.
Right,
really.
Good.
That's love. I really appreciate it.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so very much, Maisha, for the inspirational words.
No problem.
All right,
take
care.
You too.
right, so we have another caller on the line. The next phone number I see is 609-835. What is popping? What's good with you, man?
Hello, this is Dada from Jersey.
Say, Jersey?
Hey, what?
I'm on a deep right now.
Patois, what's up?
What's up, New Jersey?
Nada, nada. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm not going to. Dada from Berkmar. I just said, what up?
Oh,
better
from Berkmore. I remember you.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the reggae thing. But yeah, what's
wow.
up with you? How's everything?
Nothing much. You know, just doing this grind thing. It's a small world.
Yo, I have to tell you how I saw your video. I have to tell you because I had to call Key and tell her too. I'm on World Star Hip Hop. I'm like sitting back. I click on the link because I'm a reggae fiend. Patois, female artist from Bronx, whatever, whatever. I click. I'm like, yo, I know her.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, I'm like, yo, I'll call. I was like, yo, you remember so-so from, you know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah. I'm like, no, click it. She's like, that's her. Oh, my God. Like, yo, she's big. I'm feeling it, yo. We was going wild for you. Like, I'm happy for you. Seriously, I'm very happy. Like,
thank you so much.
I like to support any female that's doing it for themselves. You know what I mean?
Right. We got to. And that's the thing, you know, I don't understand why, you know, they force us to be so catty and we kind of buy into it because there's only so many of us. That
mm-hmm.
is really no reason to hate. You know, there's like 100 different rappers, but it's like two rappers.
But you know what?
And
you need to hate
us
better. You know what I mean? You need
right,
to hate
that's
it.
True.
But the
that's
hating that they like, there's some people are really hating on you. Like,
right.
Try to combat the comments with some positivity, but it's like people are really hating. That's what they're going to do. Like, it's just bad. Like, people need to find something better to do. Just uplift the females. I know you're getting a lot of controversy with the patois thing, but I just think you should stick with it because people acting like it's something brand new. Everybody know in New York, everybody switch it up. So I don't know why it's such a big issue, but I think you're doing great. Keep doing it.
Yeah. You know, haters are going to come. It's just something that I've learned to deal with. And, you know, when I hear from people like you and just people in general that are just saying, you know, I'm feeling this stuff, it makes it worth it. So if I get hate all day, but I have, you know, people who actually appreciate it, then, you know, it's
they
not
gonna
in vain.
They're going to see because the people that's hating is probably people you see every day, you know what I mean? Just dust it off. You represent the Caribbean. Anybody that's from the Caribbean, any nationality should just feel happy that you represent New York, period. They shouldn't have no ifs, ands, or buts.
And
that's
not even New York. You know, everyone all over the world. Caribbeans all over the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
first generation, you know, second generation Caribbean.
And a lot
Caribbean
of them don't
master.
Understand it. Yeah, I don't want to cut you off. A lot of them don't understand it. Like, it take a lot for a Caribbean artist to cross over. Like, I know this for a fact.
Yes.
You can't
yep.
be saying anything on the radio. You can't. You know what
right.
I mean?
Exactly.
So,
girl,
when do you do any performances or anything like that?
Well, right now I've been trying to get you guys this mixtape as fast as possible. So that kind of took up, you know, about a month and a half of my time. And as soon as this mixtape drops, which is it's pretty much done now, just having to do the background work on it, you know,
mm-hmm.
the cover and all that kind of stuff. As soon as that's released, which definitely will be by the end of the year, I'm just going to start doing shows. Like crazy, so.
Well, I don't know. Are you going to post it on your page or how are you going to do it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you're following me on Twitter, but that's probably
I,
mean,
I need to get a Twitter. Thing. Everybody has a Twitter. I'm kind of against it, but I'm trying to, like, go to it because I don't know. Everybody has one.
Yeah. I mean, if not, you know.
Can you, like, give us your Twitter name so that
folks can follow definitely,
you?
Yeah. The Twitter is at Official Patois.
Mm-hmm.
So it's OfficialPatwa.
All right.
Okay, definitely popping. All right, Dada, thank you so very much for your
all right.
comments.
All right, later,
I really
please.
Do appreciate you.
All
for
right, bye.
Test.
All right,
take
bye,
care. Girl.
Okay.
All right, y'all, we have another caller on the line. It is 914-233. You are live. What is good with you, man?
Hey, C2 and Patois, what it do?
Hey, what's going on?
It's Nico. My name is Nico. Actually, I was calling in to say that I am so glad there's a worldstarhiphop.com and there is a Patois.
Why you say that?
Because I was so happy. I was going through there. I was like, oh, all these can I curse? My bad. All these bad videos of people I really don't care about. And I'm like, who is this Patois girl? Click on it. I was like, I was amazed. And she's from New York. I was like, oh, damn, I got to hit her up on Twitter. My Twitter name is Nisa Cheek. And I was like, oh, I have a show I want you to get at. And I'm just, oh, my God, I'm so crazy right now. I'm really hyper, don't mind me.
What's
but
your Twitter
so
name,
fast.
Girl?
It's Meets with Cheats.
Meets with Cheats. Okay, send me a message so I can see the name. But,
all
man,
right.
that makes
but
me
I
feel
was,
so crazy. That's I really appreciate it. I'm just happy that I can make people, you know, feel that way and bring something different.
Yeah, and then I was looking at your videos, and I was like, I love how she's not wearing nothing. She has on jeans and a tank.
Right.
So give
right,
it to us.
Right.
I was like, wait. And then I was like, okay, maybe it's just this one video. And it's like, it's consistent. Like, either you have leggings or you have a tank. And I was like, I'm loving that. Like, that swag, right, that right there is 10 times sexier than you wearing a bra and panties and thinking you the hottest
exactly
thing in the block. And I'm so proud.
Thank you so very much for calling in with your positive feedbacks. I'm pretty sure that Patois really, really appreciates that.
Definitely. Just one more note on that, you know, for anybody listening, any ladies listening, you know, you measure the beauty by what's inside your mind, not, you know, what you see when you look in the mirror, because this is just skin, you know, this is just the physical. And all that fake stuff, you know, is cool for the magazines, but sometimes we have to embrace who we are, and, you know, the beauty is within. So big up to you for expressing that and pointing that
definitely
out. And that is
my
something
brother
that,
said, what up? My brother's obsessed
right
with you.
What's going on? Yeah,
right,
so, just a note on that.
All right,
thank you.
All right,
thank you
so much though
for calling in.
All right, no problem, thanks.
Cool. All right, Joe, well, thank you guys for calling in and speaking to your girl, Patois. Patois, is there anything that you want to say to our listeners that just chimed in?
Definitely. Just, you know, I really, really appreciate, once again, you guys calling in and you guys following what I'm doing, checking out the videos. Just stay tuned, you know. I would love to have your support, you know, along this whole journey because it's going to be a long ride. And as long as you guys keep rocking with me, I'll produce the music, and I'll keep you guys updated. Just make sure to follow me on Twitter, at Official Patois, P-A-T-W-A, or I also have patoismusic.com and my blog, patoismusic.blogspot.com. So any one of those ways you can reach me and, you know, we can just vibe with each other. So stay tuned.
Definitely, definitely. All right, Patois, I just want to go ahead and ask you a few more questions. Like, who are your inspirations? Like, who are your models that you
my
look
inspirations,
up?
I mean, I'm inspired by, you know, pretty much people in my daily lives. You know, I can be inspired by my best friend one day because she might go through something that makes me feel a certain way or makes me look at my life.
That's true.
You know, through a certain, I guess, frame. You know, sometimes when we're just walking on the street, you know, we might see somebody that's homeless, and we can say, wow, that just inspired me to be more appreciative. So real-life things, you know, there's not, like, I hear a lot of times people say, oh, I'm inspired by this and that person, which is true. But inspiration is not just one person. Inspiration is everlasting. It's every day we're inspired by new things. So everything in my daily life inspires me to make this music and to do, you know, different things.
Amen to that, definitely, because you just nailed it on the wall for real. Now, seriously, though, do you, like, how or what do you see yourself doing, like, 10, 20 years from now? Do you, like, really, really see yourself, like, super huge right now and winning the awards? And
you know, I don't want to jinx myself, but, yeah, that's, you know, what I want. I want to be the best in this, and I just want to be heard. I want people to hear my message and to be able to take something from it. And if I can do that in 20 years, especially the way rap is going right now, I'd be tremendously blessed. But right now, I'll say, you know, maybe at least for the next 10 years, I do plan on doing music. And as long as my fans continue to support me and I have fans, then, you know, I can make music. So.
Okay. Okay, I see.
Right,
I know, Patois, if I was to ask you to freestyle right now, would you be willing to do that for me?
All right, sure, no problem. We can have a beat, or you just want me to go a cappella?
A cappella. All
right, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready right now.
All right, yo, everybody out there listening, I'm going to spit a little something. We'll mix up the Patois and the English. So all it's
right.
All clear. All right, yo, listen. come portion, I come pause, you're an island girl. You, I try to come closer, I get up on these tracks and I move like I'm supposed to. Better fall back, boy, not unlike poster. Never had an attitude, never had a reason. But now they gal mad, just a girl for no reason. This is my time, call it pot for season. My lyric hot and your lyric freezing. You nice, boy, you better stop the teasing. Better not talk things where I have no meaning. Me not walk in a shoes where can't fit me. And when me walk, guarantee you can't miss me. And you can't talk, but admit you can't diss me. Cause the girl fly, yes, me fly like frisbee. Stepping out the club, security them not frisk me. Send about a chat with me because I risky, you see me?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little something for you guys.
Oh, my God, yo, yo, she just killed the jump.
Appreciate it, you all.
But Twi just murdered that jump. That is definitely what is up, y'all. I loved
love
it. I definitely, definitely loved it.
Appreciate Twi. It, man.
I am feeling that flow, man. All right, yo, Patois, I really do appreciate you being on this show with your girl, Sleep to Say What. All right,
my pleasure.
Now, oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, I heard that you started a rap group, Patois. Can you just explain to us, like, the different reasons why you think certain groups don't last, and what is one thing that you think would make a group successful?
Well, just one slight correction. I didn't start the group. The group actually, I was in two groups, and both groups were kind of already formed, and they just wanted a chick rapper. The thing about the group that didn't work for me was the fact that I was in a group with two males, and a lot of times males don't really see the vision for a female. They don't really think outside of the box, and people tend to think with female rappers that we're all supposed to sound like each other. So right now you have record labels that are telling, you know, a lot of female rappers, hey, you need to sound like Nicki Minaj. And while
right.
Nicki Minaj is dope, it's like, why should I sound like that? You know, the whole point of it is to be different.
That's
and,
true. You're absolutely right.
And so that's what I felt. I felt the pressure of being something that I wasn't and being something that was already being done, and I wanted something to separate myself. So that's why I ended up leaving the group. So in order for a group to be successful, I think, you know, it's like a family. You have to have a family bond. You have to know these people, and these people have to understand your vision as well. So, you know, first you figure out what your vision is, and you find people who understand that and believe in that so that you're not steered in the wrong way like how I was.
Definitely, definitely, Patois. I really enjoyed this personal interview with you. Unfortunately, you guys, we have to go, and I really do appreciate all my listeners chiming in with your girl, Say To Say What, and speaking to Patois, and I'm sure she is definitely feeling the love from all of you guys.
Definitely.
All right, Patois, it was nice having you, and I hope that, you know, someday we would go ahead and network. Well, with that said, you guys, I will end this right now, and stay tuned next week on Mixture of Odds with your girl, Say To Say What. Say same time, same station on EOTM Radio. Holla at
right.
You guys.
Black again before my mind is deep and cold. I am. is me.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.